You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today's guest is Karen Downing from Your Soul Mission. Karen is a past life expert and soul mission facilitator here to help you transform your past lives into life purpose. Karen, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
And certainly is our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today, Karen. So tell us, how do our past lives influence us today? I've got to think that it affects us in a big way.
Sure. The easiest explanation is they help us understand why we do what we do. And what I mean by that is that they are the subconscious thoughts, feelings, indicators that kind of give us a bit of the flavor of who we are. So why, when we are raised with our siblings, are we so different? And this is just one of the ways to help us understand a little bit more about who we are and what we have brought forward with us from our past life experiences.
And Karen, what is the number one common subconscious fear that blocks our success?
Well, what I have found in working with clients, and I've come up with this past life measurement system where I've categorized 16 different common indicators, different past life patterns, as I call them. And throughout all of them, there's several common fears, but I would say the number one subconscious fear that blocks, especially entrepreneurs, from success is an inner expectation that your work product or your idea is going to be taken or stolen. So this comes from past life experiences where there was indeed theft that took place, or other times in history when somebody would put their own name on somebody else's work product. This was very common in like artists, sculptors, painters, inventors. So we see a lot of that with people who are out there having their own business, working towards success goals. There's something that they hold on inside of them. Well, if I put that idea out there, how am I sure it's going to be safe and secure? And so that's where that subconscious fear comes from.
Certainly appreciate your feedback. Most helpful. So also, how can we discover and let go of some of our subconscious fears?
Oh, yeah, we all do. I mean, this is one part of kind of what makes us think about the world in the way that we do. And I did mention that past life pattern structure that I've created, and I think it's a really helpful way for people to understand exactly what the individual subconscious fears are that they carry. So it's a free quiz available on my website, yoursoulmission.com. And what it does, it takes about 10 minutes or so to go through it, and you're asked a series of questions. Very simple questions, and in those questions, you will get a result of your top past life patterns. So I have a description of each of those patterns, and they say in each pattern description what the subconscious fear is for that particular pattern. So some other common ones would be like fear of death, fear of illness, fear of abandonment. So these are some real commonalities that we have throughout life history, life experience, and when you look at it through the lens of needing to understand your business goals, career goals, life goals, you can see how it's back there in the background of your mind influencing your decision-making process. And that's why it's been so instrumental in helping people get a greater understanding of the path that lies in front of them and their goals and how to reach those goals.
Today we're joined by Karen Downing from Your Soul Mission, who is a soul mission facilitator focusing on the subconscious effects of past lives on the present here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Karen, how do the memories from our past lives influence our ability to achieve our goals?
Oh, it's super important. And, you know, I really think about our past lives memories kind of like that voice inside our head that's telling us we can't, we shouldn't, we won't, we don't have enough this, or we can't do it this way. So it's really that detracting voice that is giving us reasons why we can't or even shouldn't go after a specific goal. So one of the things that I recommend with clients is to start breaking down that voice. Start to understand what repetitive words and phrases you hear in your mind over and over again when somebody says, hey, you should pursue that idea. And maybe a part of you says, I don't know, let's see, perhaps that idea needs to be perfect before it goes out there. Well, that can be a block right there. Or other people might say, I don't know, I don't trust the patent system, so I'm not going to put that out there. So each one of us has a very unique set of fears, of challenges that can be that detracting voice. So it's really important to look at those and understand, what do we keep hearing over and over again, and how has that become an impediment to our own road to success?
Also, are there positive experiences from our past lives that we can draw on in our career path to take us to the next level as well?
Oh, absolutely. I think that the gifts and talents of what we have done before are very important to draw on. And in fact, many people choose to draw from their past life experiences, even if they're not sure they believe in it. There's actually been several studies done. There was a very large study conducted with children, and it found that 30% of children who have past life memories, who've gone through this process, actually engage in play that is aligned with the gifts and talents of their career path in a previous life. So this is becoming more and more of a mainstream discussion. It might not be there in quite in everybody's consciousness yet, but we're starting to see more correlations in mainstream scientific community that's saying, hey, there's some influence here. We're trying to understand it. And if we can unlock what our past life gifts are, and again, taking that past life quiz is a great way to gain an understanding of that, because right there listed with the challenges are also the gifts and talents that each of the 16 different past life patterns hold. So once you know, for example, let's say that your past life pattern is the merchant. That could be one of the ones that you have. So you would have a great skill set at understanding finance, working with money, because you've done that before. But also, this would parallel with the past life fear of theft, of having something stolen or taken from you, because that's a very common place with people who've had the merchant past life experiences. So really getting that level of understanding, I think, is key in being able to fine-tune your own life path, your career, your success goals, and all of that.
Well, I'm a firm believer that the past certainly not only affects the present, but also affects the future, and really great to have had you on to focus in on the importance and information around the topic. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share, Karen?
Sure. I think the one big takeaway I want to give everyone is start paying attention to what is playing over and over in your mind when it comes to decision-making, when it comes to moving ahead, taking a risk, doing all the things that we need to do in business. Find out where those detracting thoughts are and look for the patterns there. What words and phrases specifically are you saying? Are you saying, I want to run away? Are you saying, I can't do it? Are you saying, I'm not sure if this idea is going to be a success? What exactly are you saying? And that's going to give you the biggest clues to your own individual past life subconscious influence.
Karen, where can listeners be in touch with you and get further information and also take advantage of any services that you offer?
Sure. So the best way to find and contact me is through my website, yoursoulmission.com. Also, you can reach out to me on Instagram. My handle there is @your_soul_mission. And I post a lot of information about the past life patterns there, affirmations and other information that correlates with understanding how you can take your past lives and help transform them into your life purpose.
Again, Karen, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly has been our pleasure to have had you today.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Karen Downing from Your Soul Mission, who is a soul mission facilitator focusing on the subconscious effects of past lives on the present. And for further details, visit yoursoulmission.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.